Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl. You're listening to You Know You Love It, dishing on celebrity news, trends, and gossip, only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. The show will begin shortly. I've got my two gossip gals in the studio, and I promise you are not gonna want to miss this. Hello, my gossip guys and gals. For those of you just joining me, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So, okay, guys, I have a special treat for all of us. I brought in my two very close friends, Sophie and Bella, into the studio. They're here to just discuss what I normally do every Monday. So, Sophie, Bella, please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Bella, and I'm a student here at Dominican. I'm a bio major. And I love celebrity gossip and reading about all their, like, train wrecks and how they're just not even, like, really good people sometimes. It's great.
Love it.
Hey, everyone. This is Sophie. I'm a communications major along with Frankie. And I can't even wait to just discuss what kind of crazy stories we have today.
It will be great. I love having you guys here. I love that you guys love what I love. So we'll be transitioning into my first segment, celebrity gossip and celebrity news. My first story for the day. Looks like we haven't seen the last of Desiree, the fan favorite from The Current Bachelor, who was shockingly booted by Sean Lowe, is in the final talks to becoming the next Bachelorette. While nothing is official, I've heard the deal with Desiree is close, and an announcement is expected within the next couple of weeks. Production is scheduled to begin next month. Three other women from the current Bachelor season have been in the running: Ashley, who just got eliminated after her hometown dates, Sarah, and Leslie M. According to our show insiders, Desiree won over many Bachelor fans this season, and her elimination was one of the most shocking in the show's history. Many consider her to be the frontrunner. "I love love, and I love to love," Desiree stated on a taping for the Women's Tell All special, which airs this Monday on ABC. "And I honestly can't wait for that moment to fall in love again, and I don't know. I'm just waiting on that." When asked if we'll see her again on TV, she replied, "I live day to day, and whatever comes tomorrow, and if it happens to be on TV, you'll see me again." A rep for Warner Brothers TV studios tell us, "We cannot comment on any rumors or speculation. We will be announcing our new Bachelorette during the After Rose special that airs live on March 11th at 10 p.m. on ABC. It's going to be a fun show. Do you like the idea of Desiree being on the next Bachelorette, ladies?"
You know, I really like Desiree. She seemed like a really sweet girl, mm-hmm. and I thought she had a lot of good values. But I was so surprised when he got rid of her, because she was the first one that he even had feelings for.
I know. She really made an impact on him. I mean, Sophie, did you watch Bachelor?
I'm not a big watcher, but Bella did turn me on to the season, and so I do agree that she is definitely someone that is worth bringing next season.
Yeah, her and Sean, whoa, they could have had some really cute babies.
They really would
have
been.
He is a hunky chunky, well, not chunky, but he's hunky.
Like muscularly chunky.
So gorgeous. I love it. I love it. I mean, I was pretty devastated. I don't know about anyone else, but I was devastated that she was booted, and watching her exit was so upsetting. I mean, she's like, "Sean, you're making the biggest mistake." And I'm sitting there in bed like, "Don't let her go. Grab her. Take her with you." I really thought he was going to reconsider. I mean, he looked like he was a little hesitant after sending her off.
He seems hesitant with everyone he sends off, I feel like. He never seems sure.
That's true.
He's always like, "Oh, maybe you're pretty. I like you." And then, like, he throws in some random like random girl and you're like, where'd you come from? You wore a wedding dress, and then you're like so confused.
Yeah, I didn't even think, what's her name, Lindsay? I didn't even think she was gonna make it that far. Are you kidding
me?
She
got so drunk that first night, I didn't even think he'd give her a second chance.
She wasn't even functional. I was like, are you kidding me? Who else was I thinking about too? Desiree. I can't remember. So it was something cool. No, but Desiree, her exit is just, that was devastating. And I hate how Sean tells every single girl, I'm so crazy about you. You're the best. I'm so crazy. I can see myself falling in love. Yeah, I'm like, just shut your mouth. Like, if you're in love, say you're in love. And if you're not, then you're not. Like, it's not that hard. So I hope to see Desiree. If not, Ashley was my second runner-up that I really wanted to win. Again, got voted off. Mm-hmm. Love to see her, too. Have any of you heard the latest and greatest about Tierra, the fan favorite, JK?
Oh, I haven't heard anything recently. What happened?
Okay, so according to just random sources, EA News, The Insider, she's engaged. After she was booted off from St. Croix, her dramatic, crazy, hysterical exit, she was leaving in the car, and they took their cell phones away, so they had no contact with anyone. Got her cell phone back, and her ex-boyfriend that she had just broken up with shortly before The Bachelor had been trying to get a hold of her. He's anonymous, so no one knows who he is, not a star, nothing. Called her, they started hanging out, and bam, ring.
I mean, I guess that's great for her. But well, thank God someone put a ring on the rest of us.
I don't know if any of you saw the episode where she said that she had a sparkle and anyone would want to get married and engaged to her. If she wanted to get engaged, it would happen in a heartbeat.
She's a little bit crazy. Like, more than a little bit. Like,
a little bit crazy. No, she's a lot crazy.
She has mental capacity. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You know. But, I mean, moving on. Hopefully, Desiree will come on. But moving along from that, Rihanna has faith that she and Chris Brown are going to make it work. Stay is a story about having love that close and wanting to have it last forever. She says, discussing the song she sang at the Grammys this year in April, in this year's April issue of Elle UK on newsstands March 6th. You don't have that feeling with everybody, so when you have it, you don't want to let it go. I would definitely say that Brown is one of a kind, and I have that kind of relationship with him. Their level of devotion seems pretty high at this point. Rihanna celebrated her 25th birthday with Brown in Hawaii last month, and she accompanied him and his mother to court a few weeks before when the LA District Attorney's Office was questioning the validity of the community labor he performed as part of his sentence for assaulting Rihanna in 2009. Rihanna says that she and her on-again boyfriend want right now, more than anything, a great friendship that's unbreakable. Now that we're adults, we can do this right. We've got a fresh start, and I'm thankful for that. Speaking of new beginnings, Rihanna also predicts to Elle that she'll probably have a kid 5 years from now. First, she wouldn't mind a good month of vacation. And 5 years from now, I'll have set up some things so I don't have to tour for the rest of my life, even though I love touring. I want health and happiness in 5 years. I want to be healthy and happy, she says. She calls the gun tattoos on her shoulders symbols of strength that signify she'll never be a victim. And although she admits that her mom recently went crazy on her in response to a couple of nude photos, excerpts from an in the works photo book of her posted online by a female friend, Rihanna says that she can't help it but let it all hang out on Instagram. I Instagram everything about my life, she says, whether it's smoking pot, in a strip club, reading a Bible verse. How crazy, I know. Or hanging out with my best friend who happens to be Chris. That's why I'm posting pictures of myself smoking pot, to tell the truth about myself, Rihanna explains. I've got so much to think about. Why bring all this extra stuff being dishonest? I'm a fan of Rihanna. I listened to her since Pond Day Replay. I mean, that was a hit. Loved it. We all watched her transition. We were all part of the era where she transitioned from good girl to bad girl. She even had that album, Good Girl to Bad Girl. How do you guys feel about Rihanna and Chris Brown getting back together?
Well, personally, I think that she's such a dignified woman. Why would she go back to this guy who did not treat her correctly? And I only can be disappointed in her.
Mm-hmm. Bella?
She likes to call herself like a role model. Sometimes I've heard her say that she's like, she tries to be a role model, but it's hard at times. And I understand in other instances, like maybe the strip clubs and things, that's hard to be a role model. But in mm-hmm. treating yourself like a dignified human being, it's nowhere near the same level. You know, it's like you're letting someone take advantage of you, I feel. And their relationship is their relationship, and there's nothing we can do to change it. If she thinks he's going to be a sweet little guy, or if she just likes it that way. I mean, I think she likes it that way. You've heard her music.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how could she, like, continue to be with him after that whole Frank Ocean incident?
I don't know. I see the thing about Rihanna that I strike is so weird. She must have got hit over the head with something because she is so...
Chris Brown hit her over the head.
Yeah, and well, that's what I think is so horrible. Exactly. I mean, she says that she's a role model, but I mean, what is she telling young girls out there, that it's okay to be hit and then go back to that person? I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, I believe in Chris Brown starting in, like, new beginnings and starting off fresh with a new woman, but rehashing the past with a girl you publicly humiliated and you beat and you brought to court, I mean, I feel like maybe that's not the right move. But then again, who are we to say what you should do?
The future holds what the future holds, you know? We don't know if she'll make it to that 5 years if she keeps with him.
I mean, yeah, it's a sad truth. It really is. But hey, as long as she's making music and she's happy doing whatever, that's all we can ask, right? I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But enough of their mopey-dopey love story. Beverly Hills is down to two housewives. Camille Grammer is not returning to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in its upcoming fourth season. The reality star has confirmed Camille Grammer, Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife, that she did not attend the reunion taping yesterday. In addition to Grammer, Adrienne Maloof also will be exiting the show. Maloof also skipped the reunion, which report says she was very concerned about attending. E! News has claimed it was a mutual decision between Maloof and Bravo for her to exit the series. However, rumors are swirling that the network fired Maloof, who was hoping to possibly appear next season with Sean Stewart by her side to spice things up a bit. Bravo had no comment. As for not attending the reunion taping, Maloof, who recently divorced Paul Nassif, knows she is going to be asked about her children in the surrogacy. She is also not allowed to talk about her divorce. There's a gag order in place, and she was concerned she is going to be pushed into a corner and repeatedly asked about it, and that will not compromise the divorce agreement. It is too dangerous and the repercussions are too severe for her to put herself in that situation, a source close to Maloof asks. Maloof was also concerned about attending the taping because of a cast member, Brandy Glanville. In her Bravo contract, she said she never wants her children to be a part of the show. Since Brandy brought up the surrogacy, she has exposed her children to exactly what she was trying to shield them from, our source says. She does not trust that the subject will also not be touched at the reunion. This isn't the first time Grammer has exited a hugely popular Bravo reality series. She quit the series prior to season 3, telling us, "I did not want to expose my personal life so much anymore. I'd done everything, and I was over that." Grammer ended up returning to the series with a roaring vengeance about her new Greek boyfriend. Girls, do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Pretty religiously, actually.
Yeah. It's a guilty pleasure. I'm more than happy to admit that. Sophie?
I never really liked the show just because I don't really like the age group that's profiled. I think that they've made that transition into adulthood, and it's so in their lives that it kind of brings me discomfort to watch what's happening because of all, like families have fallen apart just because of the show, and it doesn't really give me that good of a feeling to watch what happens.
It's not even just them. I mean, it's all reality shows. I feel like it brings a drift into everyone. I mean, there was Paul and Adrienne. Yes, they got divorced. Brandy Glanville, the only reason she was on the show was because of her marriage to Eddie Cibrian and him leaving her for Leanne. That put her in the spotlight. Camille Grammer, her husband was with her at the beginning of this show when it first started, and then he left her, got another girl pregnant. She was left in the dust.
She's like, his new wife is like 26, and did you see they were at LAX, didn't even put the baby in a car seat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Kelsey Grammer is just...
Shame on them.
Yeah, and then there was Taylor Armstrong. Poor her. I mean, her husband, I feel like because his suicide was because of the show.
Yes.
Because... without the show, they would have really been nobodies. I mean, yeah, people knew who they were, but not everyone. And he was so embarrassed of their financial situation and what he had brought upon his family that he ended his life. And I really feel like these reality shows are starting to negatively hit these people in their personal lives. And yeah, we love watching it, but it's a show. It's quite a dramatic little show.
And you've seen this. I mean, I've watched Real Housewives of Orange County, and you saw it even there with Slade. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone watches that, but mm-hmm. from the very beginning, from the first season, the show's been breaking up serious long-term relationships and mm-hmm. complicating people's lives further.
There was Vicky Gunvalson.
Yes.
Her and Dawn, they broke up. I'm like, what the heck happened? Tamara and her husband, mm-hmm. they broke up. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think when your lives are so focused on, everything kind of comes out.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen to the kids of the people mm-hmm. that are on this show?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It hits more than just us as viewers. It hits everyone.
And I think Grammer should have left the show a long time ago.
Camille
should have just...
She doesn't really add anything.
She should have tapped out.
She's a pretty face, but she really hasn't added any mm-mm. variation into this little bunch of ladies. I personally love Brandy and Lisa and Taylor. Mm. Those are my girls.
Lisa.
Lisa is my fave. I want to look like Lisa mm-hmm. when I'm her age. Anyway, moving right along. Here come the Jamies. Britney Spears' younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, took to Twitter to reveal exciting news. She's engaged to boyfriend of 3 years, Jamie Watson. The 21-year-old shared on Saturday an Instagram pic of her and Watson, 30, hugging while flashing her ring finger with the caption, "Guess what?" The mother of 4-year-old Maddie then followed up with a close-up of her bling with the hashtag, "He did good." This will be the first marriage for Jamie Lynn, who was previously engaged to Casey Aldridge, the father of daughter Maddie. Jamie Lynn split with Aldridge in 2010. Congrats, Jamie Lynn and Jamie. Ladies, we're all Britney Spears fans here. Let's be honest. At one point or another, we were huge Hit Me Baby fans. What do you think about the little Hit Me Baby star getting engaged before her sister? Her sister was engaged and then broke off her engagement, and Britney's still flying solo.
I think that, you know, if she's been with this guy for 3 years, granted, he is like 30 years old. There's a 9-year age difference. And if they've been dating for 3 years, he was dating her when she was a teenager and he was in his late 20s. I'm sorry, but that is just revolting to me. And it's like, I just can't deal with that. But, you know, she's happy. She's happy. He's going to provide for her. He's not famous, which I think will help a lot, because I think that's been a lot of Britney's problems.
Falling in people. Well, she's not even that famous, too. So it's like, right. I feel like people fall in love with Britney for the fame, and mm-hmm. Jamie Lynn's kind of got lucky. She was famous younger, went under like the radar after having her daughter.
She got pregnant.
She was one of the first, too. I remember when that news broke and how controversial mm-hmm. that was. Oh, my goodness.
Zoe 101 got extremely awkward when Zoe was no longer part of it.
I could no longer watch that mm-hmm. show.
Mm-hmm. Sophie, what do you think about Jamie Lynn's engagement?
Well, I think for Jamie, she is in the public eye, and she made a huge mistake, and she corrected that. And that's what's showing from the commitment that they have, and hopefully they keep strong. This is something that replaces the huge mistake that Rihanna's making by reuniting with Chris, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm. And I really believe that Jamie's doing well, just because, like you said, she had a mistake, and she made the best of it, and she's coming back, and she's showing that she's a strong, independent woman who also can fall in love, and there can be a happy ending to single moms. So congratulations, Jamie Lynn. This has been Celebrity News. I will continue this segment after our brief station break. I'm DJ Gossip Girl, and I'm here with
Bella
and Sophie,
and I will be back. See ya.
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. The sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. with someone loving you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Welcome back, listeners. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm here in the studio with my two gossip gals and best friends,
Sophie
and Bella.
And we were just going over our celebrity news segment, and we are going to continue that piece of segment. So moving right along into my next story, former Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash, who resigned from Sesame Street last year in the wake of accusations that he had inappropriate sexual contact with several men when they were minors, has filed a motion to have three lawsuits dismissed, citing statuses of limitations. There are two applicable types of statutes of limitations: a six-year one based on when the right of action had occurred, and a three-year one based on when the alleged victim turned 18 and was therefore no longer under the disability of being a minor. Clash attorney Michael Berger wrote in a brief filed today in federal court in New York. Clash previously denied all of the allegations against him, including those brought up by three plaintiffs and similar charges from another man, who then publicly recanted his accusations. Cecil Singleton, the first to file suit, said in court documents that his interaction with Clash occurred in 2003, when he was 15. He stated that he did not become aware or that he had suffered adverse psychological and emotional effects from Clash's sexual acts and conduct until 2012. The second plaintiff, who filed as John Doe, said in his suit that he was 16 when he had his inappropriate relationship with Clash in 2000. The third plaintiff, identified only as SM, charged in his complaint that he was 16 or 17 when he had sexual contact with Clash in the mid-1990s. Berger states in today's filing that their three men suing Clash would have needed to file suit respectively in 2009, 2006, and 2001 to be within 6 years of a right of action, or based on their respective ages in 2009, 2003, and 2000 as the latest possible dates to be within 3 years of them turning 18. So it's an unfortunate incident to hear about. I never really watched Sesame Street that much when I was little, but Elmo is definitely the face of childhood. I mean, there's all the dolls, the clothes, the food. I mean, there's so many things with Elmo's face on it, and to hear what had happened, it was very devastating. I mean, girls, what do you think about it?
It's an entire market with the whole Elmo enterprise, and to know that there's this tragedy behind it, it's like, you know, like, it's only human, but at the same time, it's just such a shame that that happened.
Mm-hmm. Bella, what do you think?
It's a loss of innocence that happens when something like that happens, and it's almost because Emma represents innocence, and this person is the representation of Elmo. It's mm-hmm. like what makes Elmo like able
a character and alive to alive. Children. Yeah.
It's like so convoluted, and like you just don't even know what to think about it, because you're like, but it's Elmo, and I mean, it's obviously not Elmo, like,
but it's his character. It's who brings him to life. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's very disturbing, and I'm glad that these three boys or three men took action against him. I'm kind of shocked that Kevin Clash was as bold as to waive these. I mean, that is a very bold statement. I mean, these aren't very light accusations being made, and to kind of brush them off and dismiss them is, I find, very inappropriate. So I'm hoping, I mean, we all hope that this comes to a mutual agreement and there's a mutual understanding and common ground met, and hopefully these boys are able to recover and Elmo's able to reestablish its image. I mean, because as a parent, you
wouldn't. Because in the court of law, there's nothing they can do is basically what they're saying. There's... The statute of limitations has been reached, so for them to say it is important and to get their voice out, but legally, there's nothing that can...
And that's the unfortunate thing. So, I mean, hopefully Elmo is able to rebuild his image. I mean, as a parent, you would not want to sell an Elmo product to your child knowing the character portraying Elmo is a predator. So, again, hopefully maybe they'll replace the new Elmo. I don't know. I guess I'll have to follow up on that with you
guys
later.
Maybe they'll make them pink instead of red. I don't know.
Blue, purple.
Or Elmalina. And it's like a girl.
You know they changed the Cookie Monster. Why not change Elma?
They did not.
Oh, yes, they did. It's the veggie monster now.
Does not eat cookies. Not.
Is he green?
No.
I think he's the same, but he just has vegetables instead of cookies.
Wait, are you in all the episodes now?
Uh-huh. All the new ones.
No.
Childhood obesity is an epidemic, no longer just a problem.
Oh, my gosh. They've changed my childhood favorite into the veggie monster. Oh, well, I'm carrots staying strong. Nice. Cookie monster for life.
Yeah, let's bring him back.
Yeah, forget about veggie monster. That's your own problem. moving right along. So much for the slow track. While Lindsay Lohan's attorney, Mark Heller, had filed a motion earlier in the week requesting that his client's ongoing probation violation case be put on the slow track in order for the troubled actress to pursue certain activities which will benefit her. Judge James Dabney denied the motion during a hearing at a Los Angeles courtroom on Friday morning. In addition to denying the lawyer's request for a continuance, the judge also denied Heller's motion to suppress evidence as well as dismiss charges against Lohan stemming from a June car crash in which she is accused of lying to the police that she wasn't behind the wheel. Lohan's trial is set for March 18th. Meanwhile, Lohan herself is nowhere to be found in court, despite Heller telling E! News on Wednesday that he has expected his client to appear. At this point, we do believe she will be in court here with me, Heller said. It turns out, though, that Lohan opted to skip the hearing and stay the night in New York City, where she was spotted clubbing at Bo on Thursday night. O-M to the G.
Let's talk about a hot mess.
Seriously, she is the face of hot messes. I love Parent Trap. That was my fave. Freaky Friday, my fave.
Mean Girls?
Mean Hello. Girls.
Top of her career.
Classic. I can't believe it. Where are your priorities, girlfriend? I mean, you're skipping your hearing. I mean, I read in last week's episode, for those of you who listen, that her assistant, who she was allegating that was behind the wheel, is testifying against her, saying, no, you lied. You were behind the wheel. And because of her probation, normally a car wreck isn't that big of a deal. You swap insurance and bam, it's over. No. Miss Lohan is on probation. And the fact that she lied to a cop will get her in even more trouble. So... do you guys have any thoughts on the poor train wreck?
She just needs to go to jail for like
years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, like when she comes out, maybe she could like do a...
We can rehabilitate her back into society. Mm-hmm. Maybe she can just
And she can be the next Betty White.
She could maybe like shave her hair, all that like nasty stuff she's done in, get back those gorgeous ginger locks. Do like gorgeous do like a Parent Trap 3 where it's like her kids. To be honest, I didn't know that Lindsay Lohan wasn't a twin until maybe 3 years ago.
How devastating was that? That was absolutely devastating to me. When I found out that she was a single and not a twin, I was like, you might as well just rip my heart out.
Like, I thought that was the new Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I did too. And did you see there's been some stories about the girl who played the stunt double? Not the stunt double, but, you know, like the back of Lindsay's head when they filmed like the...
fencing scene.
And she's like happily married and like does Broadway and like super happy.
And then you see Lindsay Lohan.
And you're just like.
Dot, dot, dot.
On Facebook, I saw this extremely hilarious post of Lindsay Lohan pre-crazy and then after crazy. And they're like child stars in America. And then they took another shot of Emma Watson and child stars in Britain. And it's like.
She's gorgeous. Just
amazing.
Emma Watson is amazing.
Yeah, props to you, Emma.
Yeah, woo, go Britain.
Shout out.
Just kidding. I love America, but go British actresses. that could come off as a little wrong, but no, I love America. Go USA, red, white, and blue till I die.
Those are Britain's colors too.
With the 50 stars and stripes. And
there you go. There,
see,
we got that.
Quick comeback. Okay, so always Justin Bieber. Who doesn't love to talk about Justin Bieber, am I right?
Da Biebs.
Bieber Fever.
Apparently everyone's in love with his happy trail lately.
Ew, yeah, he has been spotted with his shirt off one too many times, and I am like, dude, you look like a 13-year-old, maybe 15.
He's our age, too.
That's the sad thing. That's the scary part. But Justin Bieber had a bit more to say about his worst birthday ever. After the Bieber circus-themed 19th birthday celebration went awry Friday night in London, the Biebs took to Instagram on Sunday, bashing Cirque du Soir nightclub for shutting down his celebration early. The funny moment when people believe I brought underage people to a club. You think Will is letting his 14-year-old in a club? I don't think so. Second, I love how the club wanted to give the press another reason to why we didn't stay at their week blank club, so they wouldn't look bad for me walking in and right back out.
Bieber wrote in a caption next to a black box, "I said worst birthday ever, but that was due to dummies pushing over my fans and being overly aggressive. By the way, it wasn't the worst B-day because all of my friends from back home flew in and I was just mad at the moment." Bieber's birthday bash went sour after members of his entourage got into an apparent confrontation with club security, prompting his entire party to leave. Security thought some members of the superstar singer's crew looked rather young when they arrived to the club, and they refused entrance because of their age and after they were asked to show their IDs. The Biebs tweeted, "Worst birthday," after confrontation with the club security. "We, like all clubs in London, operate on a strict policy," a club spokesperson told E! News. As a few of the members of the party were under the suitable age of 18, the security team at Cirque des Soirs London clearly explained this rule and a refused entry to the club for anyone who could not provide them with adequate proof of age. So, reading this, I kind of was laughing. Really, Justin Bieber? I mean, you are 19. I don't think anyone in your posse is really above 21. I mean, you're lucky if you have a 21-year-old. So, you're bad for assuming that because your superstar fame could bring in 15-year-olds into a club. That was your bad. I don't feel sorry.
They're in London, so if you're 18, you can drink.
So I'm surprised if he has anyone under 18 that he's hanging out with.
Well, it's like, okay, 18, you're allowed to drink, but they said they operate under strict rules, and that's how it should be. I mean, it's a functioning society. I mean, you can't just assume because I'm Justin Bieber, I'm going to let all 13-year-olds into a club to drink. Like, no. It does not work like that, sweetie pie.
Are you the new Kevin Clash?
The new Kevin Clash. Bringing in young children one club at a time.
Okay. I mean, the Biebs is like, he looks like he's five. Like, let's be honest here.
Well, and it's like he's acting like such a diva. Like, okay, Miss Mariah Carey, like, you can, like, chill down your little diva knob. Like, it's ridiculous. I can't believe that he went as far as to tweet, "Worst birthday ever. It's the club's fault." That, like, you know what?
He's a five-year-old. He behaves
like a five-year-old.
Yeah. That's what I can only imagine him as the little kid stomping around because his parents wouldn't give him a quarter to get a gumball.
Seriously. It's like, that's what happens when you become so famous so young. And it's, I'm thinking, like, as a teenager myself, when I've thrown birthday parties, I make sure I check my venue. I find a venue. I recall, I mean, if it's bowling, let's say it's bowling, they don't allow, like, an infant to bowl, duh, but I check. So, I mean, I'm just saying, even though it's not a really realistic situation, I mean, you check with the vendor, you check with your venue. I mean, you ask, are 15-year-olds allowed in an 18-year-old club? I mean, it's not that hard, and just from what it sounds like, he just is too much on his high horse. I mean, hey, Justin, let me know how the weather is up there. I mean, you're a little too high on
he
your high
is
horse.
He's on a, like, a Pegasus up in the sky right now. Like, that's Pegasus. Where he is.
He's so high up, he's going to get burned by the rays of the sun.
That ozone layer does not protect you after a while.
Do you guys ever wonder if maybe this is, like, a stint from him and Selena breaking up? Like, him acting out?
Because he doesn't have... Selena was way too good for him. She is so cute, and she has, like, the cutest little style, and there's, like, pictures of that. Like, when you see the pictures, I'm like,
that's she like overbears big sister. Him. Yeah, she overbears him. I mean, when they first came out as a couple at, like, the Oscars last year, I think, she's towering, and the poor girl, I mean, as a tall girl myself, I do not like slouching. I'm proud of my height, my shoulders are back, and I'm like, hey, look at me, I'm tall. Poor Selena's like, oh, my boyfriend's short, so let me crouch and bend my knees and hunch like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. No, not cool.
He needs to do the whole Tom Cruise stunt and get that elevator shoes.
Elevator shoes.
Make his woman feel like the center of the universe instead of himself.
That's why none of Tom Cruise's relationships work out, because those women are just like, let me wear my Louboutins. Like, hello. Well, I got eight pairs of Louboutins, 80. Like, if I was Katie Holmes, let's be honest, I'd have so many. I got my Louboutins. I got my Jimmy Choo's. I got my Brian Atwood's. Let me wear them.
Yeah. I almost feel like, too, men in Hollywood, the ones who are really short have the biggest egos. Have you guys noticed that? I mean, Tom Cruise, definitely. Justin Bieber, Seth MacFarlane. I mean, pretty big egos. Chewie. Well, Chewie.
From Chelsea Lately.
How could
Lately?
You rag on Chewie? He's the most adorable thing.
I take that back. He's more of just a sidekick, and he doesn't really do much. I take back. Sorry, Chewie.
We love you here. At DJ Gossip Girl.
Yeah, radio.dominican.edu. So, yeah, Justin Bieber, go on a timeout or get a babysitter. I'm tired of hearing about your stupid drama. All right, so those of you just tuning in, this is a brief recap on celebrity news. I'm here with Sophie and Bella, and
I'm DJ Gossip Girl, of course. We're going to take a quick station break. Stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly.
First saw you, I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Welcome back, my gossip guys and gals. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm here with my girls, Sophie and Bella. We just briefly recapped on celebrity news, what's going on in the world, what celebrities are up to, what's the hot, the news. My next segment, as most of you must know, and some of you who don't, for my new joiners, my next segment is Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. So for previous listeners, you're aware, but for those of you who are just tuning in, Trending with the Stars is what I'm finding around Hollywood, what I see is trending, from nail polishes to new styles, hairstyles, makeup, fitness, what's like trending fitness and like fitness wear and where to live and how to live and all that good stuff. So I pull out a few things and I'll be discussing. We have a treat having Sophie and Bella here. They will also be discussing if they love it or hate it. So with that being said, my first trend: leading ladies of Hollywood from Queen Latifah, Teresa Palmer, and Emmy Rossum have been spotted rocking bright pink lipstick. That's right, you heard me.
Making the ultra-bold comeback from the 80s, this bold yet flirty shade gives every woman a trendy edge. I don't really think it matters on the skin color or even the age. It's a color of the hour, and I'm such a sucker for a pretty shade of pink, so I'm going to say I love it. Girls, do you agree, disagree?
I completely disagree with that statement.
Really?
Because I feel like bright pink is like meant for like a Betsy Johnson runway show.
And that Betsy Johnson runway. I love pink. Oh, what?
I see, the thing is, okay, also Nicki Minaj is an issue, and she's always wearing that bright pink lipstick, and I don't know if you like Nicki Minaj, but oh my goodness, she is a woohoo. No, no, no. She has like multiple personality disorder and
multiple personalities.
And so I just think it can go so wrong. Like, beyond wrong, where, like, you're not going to be able to walk in Sephora and be like, hey, find me a nice shade of pink. They're going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But you can go in and find a nice shade of red or even a coral. Mm-hmm. You can find a good thing like that.
With coral, I mean, coral has an orange hue into it, and that gives you the appearance of orangey yellow teeth.
For some, I mean, depending on your skin tone, it can work either way. But I feel like pink is just...
See, yeah, but I feel like pink, this bright, bold pink... The way they show, I mean, Queen Latifah is African American, but Emmy Rossum is pale as porcelain. Like, it's two polar ends of the skin color. Queen Latifah is in her 40s, Emmy Rossum's in her 20s, and they both rocked it. They look beautiful. I feel like it works, but it depends on your outfit. Your outfit really accentuates the outfit. But for the most part, I mean, it's not a nude or a red lipstick that every age can pull off. It's a trendy color that every age can pull off. And it's not often. I mean, you wouldn't see Betty White running around with her green lipstick, but you'd see Nicki Minaj. You'd see Nicki Minaj in electric pink, but you would see maybe Betty White in electric pink. I mean, maybe not Betty White, but Queen Latifah.
Betty White's like 90-something.
Hey, yeah. Betty White is awesome. Lay off that
pink makeup. No. I love Betty.
She is my lady.
I like had to add a grandma to my grandma's. I love them, but she'd be like my third string.
Third string grandma.
I told my mom that I wanted Halle Berry to be my mom, and I offended her, so I always just pull it in as like third or second string and never replace.
See, when I was little, it was Britney Spears.
You would have turned out so amazing, Frank. DJ Gossip Girl, you would have been.
Yeah, that would have been. My mom laughed at it, and then I even went through a phase where I'm like, call me Britney. Yeah, that was bad.
It's okay. Yeah. I was Bella Carter.
We'll bring him back to the pink lipstick. I think it is completely a fun color. And part of me wants to say, no, don't do that, because it reminds me of the days when I was young and I took out my lip smacker, like, lip gloss tinter, and I just, like, piled on the color onto my lips. And I'm, like, it could just go so wrong. But
it's scarring.
Yeah, and I think... People, before you leave the house, make sure that it looks good. Ask your boyfriend, ask your mom, ask your dog.
Make
your dog,
sure it's not in your teeth.
Your dog gives you a funny look. That is an awful sign. Do not leave the house that day.
Your dog, yes, your dog tells you everything. Those eyes, if they growl at you, it's bad. Those eyes, it's bad. They don't even recognize you, it's even worse.
Exactly.
Take notes from your pets. Great advice, Soph. Next trend. Okay, I don't care who you are or where you're from. Great makeup is great makeup. Am I right, ladies?
You are right.
I'm right. Great makeup products are always a trend because they lead to beautifully done up faces. And luckily, Jennifer Aniston's makeup artist was so kind as to share what exactly Miss Aniston uses to look naturally radiant and dashing. The first on her list, Chanel Inimitable Mascara in Black, and a new eyelash conditioner by the luxury brand for lush lashes that really makes her pop. The second on the list, adding to the natural gorgeous glow, Aveeno Daily Scrub. Common when it comes to looking beautiful in Hollywood, the secrets behind it will always be trending, and this reason alone is why I love this. I love that she was so open to share that, because a lot of secrets, I don't know about if you guys have noticed this, they are very ignorant, and they play the I don't know card. Like, they play dumb, like, oh, you have great teeth. Oh, yeah, thank you. They just straightened out and completely whitened themselves in a year. No. You got veneers. Mm-hmm. We know.
I know, like, you got those veneers hiding in your mouth.
Yeah, and I really don't appreciate when Hollywood tries to make it seem like they became beautiful overnight. And I love that Jennifer Aniston's stylist is like, look, she's a gorgeous girl, but she's not naturally glowing and she doesn't have those natural lashes. This is what she uses.
Have you seen her legs, though? Those are like...
Those are homegrown.
Those, if I was going, they are just... always look so tan and toned, but not like, not like old lady tan, you know, like you see on the beaches in mm-hmm. Southern California.
She has a bronze
with the wrinkles there, and it's like cellulite. What is happening?
It's like there's freckles, like leather skin. No, she's got some flawless skin. She got some Greek goddess skin on her. Go you.
That is what she has.
But as for her makeup, I mean, Chanel, I mean, for me, I don't know. I'm a college student. I'm broke as heck. And I cannot afford Chanel mascara.
I mean, it's an investment. It's definitely not something that you're going to go out and buy, you know, 8 tubes of and use 5 times a day. But I mean, the Aveeno stuff, it can be kind of expensive if you're a college student and you want to spend like $15 on like some scrub. But I mean,
something to ask for Easter.
Yeah. Jesus would love your legs to be nice and polished.
For your Easter basket, ladies.
I don't know about you, but my parents just pack on all the, you know, hygienic products.
Oh, I get makeup. Toothpaste. We get
movies. Mm-hmm.
I get a new toothbrush head if I'm lucky. I mean, it's college now.
The Easter Ooh. Bunny? It's the Easter Bunny, not your parents.
Okay, Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny's great.
I was
love
broke.
You, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, Mom and Dad, you're awesome. Thank you for all the great toothbrush heads. My teeth are really starting to
show difference. Well, the bunny's the one that gives you all the chocolates.
Yeah, the bunnies leave the jelly beans. I don't know what your bunny leaves.
Carrots. You know, the veggie monster is alive and well in my household.
Yeah, no, but back to the makeup. No, this is beautiful. I mean, I love that they actually listed a product, too, because, again, like I said, in Hollywood, they're very ignorant as to what
very hush
what
hush.
What they use. And so it's nice that Jennifer Aniston's like, yeah, I use Chanel mascara. You probably can't afford it, but hey, this is what it is anyway.
At least you know.
Yeah, and
take out a loan.
Yeah, take out a loan for some mascara, please. Maybe if you're lucky, you could go to Costco and take out like a house
it's
loan.
It's the only way to get your husband, you know.
Get loans. Your husband.
That's what we need.
Wait, get your husband for loans or the makeup?
No, for the makeup, you got to invest to get the makeup so that you can get your husband to pay back the loan. That's true.
Because exactly. Natural beauty does not go far, but if you enhance your natural beauty, you're going places. You're going places. So that's only half of my Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it topic. I'm going to take a quick station break, and then we'll continue on with my segment. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and I'm here with Sophie and Bella on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here in the studio with Sophie and Bella, and we are in the middle of Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. For those of you just joining me and aren't quite sure about what this segment's all about, it's things I find in Hollywood that are trending on right now. So makeup, hair, nails, everything. And I give my opinion most Mondays about whether I love it or hate it, but I'm so fortunate to have Sophie and Bella here to also add in their opinion. So moving on with my third trend, the forever angel in our hearts, Heidi Klum, has unveiled her project with New Balance to release a workout clothesline. In Hollywood, when stars aren't on the red carpet, they're in workout clothes doing whatever just to prove that fitness is a constant trend. However, among the offerings in Klum's collection, you may ask, a cowl neck cover-up, crop tights, color block shorts, razorback tanks, and more, almost all of which are injected with splashes of bright neon. You know what I think? Perfect. If you're going to train like a beast, you gotta look like a beauty. So go you, Heidi. I love this. I love this trend just because workout clothes are never out of style. I mean, like I said, Hollywood, everyday life, you're constantly training. You're trying to look your best, stay fit, stay healthy for you. And I don't know about you guys, but I mean, ladies, I love to like wear nice workout clothes. It makes me feel good. I feel motivated. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go pump some iron. And Heidi Klum is making it even more possible.
I think that Heidi Klum, you know, really, she embodies beauty. Like when you think of Heidi Klum, you're like, that is a beautiful woman who has some beautiful children, who is like a working mom, who still, you know, you still see her doing fun things with her kids and everything.
Sophisticated and confident.
And, you know, you want to be that woman who can run around and still look nice. Like, you don't want to look sloppy. And I think a lot of moms might fall into that. But, or even young girls, like, in on their campuses around colleges, they just, like, think of, like, running shorts and, like, a t-shirt is okay. But, you know, like, it's okay to wear workout clothes, but why don't you put on, like, a cute pair of shorts and,
something to express your personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just some navy blue and white.
And I love that she's doing it with New Balance because, like, most stars, they go for the head honchos like Nike and Adidas, and it gets expensive. And for a college budget like mine, I mean, I can't be shelling out all my money on these Nike and Adidas brand clothes. But New Balance is affordable. It's most of it's fairly cheap. And so the fact that she's willing to pair up with New Balance and offer affordable, cute options to just run around in, I mean, it really hits all aspects of the market, especially us college girls.
Really does. It allows everyone to look cute, which is always nice. I like when someone lets me look cute, you know?
I mean, I was rocking my workout clothes earlier, and I loved it. It was awesome. So, Heidi Klum, I mean, girls, what do you think? Love it or hate it?
Love it.
I've always been obsessed with Heidi Klum ever since she hosted Project Runway, and so it's so cool to see that she's continuing on with her fashion career, and I just love the fact that she's producing these new workout clothes.
She's still in our book. So moving right along, bold beauties such as Carmen Electra and Ashley Simpson have been keeping alive my personal favorite updo, the top knot bun. Made famous by Miley Cyrus last year, the top knot is an easy, messy, yet cute way to put your hair up and out of your face. So much better than the sock bun. And because of its simplicity and adorable look, I say I love it. Bella and Sophie, would you agree or disagree?
I went to an all-girls school where the top knot was the only way you wore your hair. Like, if your hair was not like that, then they were wondering why you had that much time in the morning to do anything to your hair. I live and breathe the top knot more than I think I
most
should.
Girls, I mean, same. It's as an athlete, I'm always, it's so easy. You put your hair in a ponytail and wrap it around, or you just wrap your hair around and there it sits. And you can wear it to the gym, the gas station, or even to an award show, as some of these ladies have done.
I think you have to clean it up for that. I think, you know, some people take advantage of the top knot at an award show. But I definitely think in an everyday setting, and most times it's acceptable, they take advantage of it a little bit. Sometimes you're like, you got all your makeup done, you got like a nice dress on and some really great shoes, why did you just like get lazy with the hair?
Yeah. Soph, what do you think about it?
Well, I have very long hair and I have a lot of it, so sometimes I wake up and I don't want it in my face, and this is just the like one of the best answers to deal with my hair that day.
I love it. It's so cute. And I don't care what you say, Bella, but the award show, utilize it, work it. I mean, if you got a beautiful face, hair isn't all that. I mean, yeah, my
put
hair.
Put it back to accentuate your features of
and
your
I
face.
And I mean, some of these Hollywood actresses, geez, your cheekbones are impeccable. So show those bad boys off. I mean, if my cheekbones are any better, I'd be in a top bun or a slick back ponytail every single day. No, but seriously, this, I love it. And Miley Cyrus, I mean, she caused such a buzz about this top knot bun. I mean, there's even a Twitter page for it. Miley Cyrus's bun. Like, what?
She rocks it.
Now she doesn't. Well, I mean, yeah, and did you guys did hear she said she's never going to grow her hair long again?
Wow. That never. Is a surprise.
And kind of taking like a little down south tour. She also dyed her hair blue.
It's blue?
She traded in those platinum blonde locks for some blue hair. She's trying to go Smurf. I don't know.
Is she Katy Perry now?
Yeah.
Katy Perry can do Katy Perry, and that is all I have to say
Miley
about that.
Miley Cyrus, because I do not Katie, like this. Change.
I respect her.
But she's
Miley,
beautiful. She's a woman.
Miley, she needs to keep herself natural. And I don't think that that was a very good move on her part.
Maybe Liam will leave her now and he can come rescue me and like sing me some songs on a beach in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Yeah, keep dreaming.
No, yeah, Miley Cyrus, I loved your hair in the top bun. And she said that's why she cut her hair off was because of this top knot bun. She said my hair was always in a top knot bun anyway, so why not just cut it all off? So
I see what she's saying. It's like a Halle Berry thing. Halle Berry rocks the short hair. I could never see Halle Berry with long
but
hair.
But Halle Berry has a beautiful face. Miley has almost the appearance of a little boy.
A Swedish little boy.
A 13-year-old Swedish boy. And it's very – I mean, she doesn't help that she's lost all this weight, so she doesn't have her womanly curves to show. Yeah. And she wears these really baggy clothing and not very feminine.
She's losing herself.
Yeah, it's like – she says that she's claimed her identity, but – to be completely honest, I feel like she's lost it and she's in search. So hopefully she'll find it by the time her wedding rolls around. Ay, ay, ay. But that's the wrap up.
What do you even wear to a wedding where your hair is blue?
Or short.
Well, it's her something blue, guys. Don't even worry.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Makes sense now. Something borrowed, something new, something old, something blue.
There we go.
You forgot.
I messed up. Just kidding.
It's okay. You're not getting married anytime soon.
Yeah, thank God.
Don't worry, Colby.
So that's concluding our Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. Those are actually some fun trends to discuss today. I love that. So thank you, girls, for giving me your opinion.
Of course.
This next segment is one of my personal fave. It's the celebrity birthday bio. I like to acknowledge this segment by just welcoming a celebrity into the day, saying happy birthday and thank you for being whatever awesome person you are. And so today, our celebrity birthday is Victoria's Secret model Erin Heatherton. She was born March 4th, 1989 in Skokie, Illinois. Erin Heatherton was born and grew up in Skokie, Illinois, and she attended both Solomon Schechter Day School and Riles High School. She started her career in New York City with Dionne von Furstenberg, and she has modeled for Xiaozi Chen, Alberta Ferrari, Blue Marine, Kalarina Herrera, Derek Lam, Dolce & Gabbana, Gianna Franco, Lacoste, Marc Jacobs, Michael Kors, Oscar de la Renta, and Tommy Hilfiger. She is an angel of the Victoria's Secret, and she appeared in its shows in 2008, 2009, and 2010. She also ranked number 35 on Askman's list of top 99 most desirable women for 2013. So, Erin, happy birthday. We're glad to have you around, and you keep just being beautiful. That wraps up today's show, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sophie and Bella, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Shout out to the Dominican Penguins, Dominican Athletics, Dominican Lacrosse, Basketball, Tennis, and Men's Golf. Good luck in all of your tournaments and your games. I hope you guys pull out the big W. This has been You Know You Love It with DJ Gossip Girl. Tune in Mondays 3 to 4 p.m. for the latest and greatest of celebrity news. So, hope to see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.